Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello everyone. Happy Thanksgiving. This is November 24th, 2016, and I hope you enjoyed your meals. Tonight we have a special pre-recorded law class for tribal courts by the instructor, Judge Naidu, entitled Agitprop. Very, very interesting class. I did attend and found it quite interesting. And you will too. It's very lively and you will learn quite a few things. So before I begin that pre-recorded law class, are there any questions or comments or suggestions that anyone may have? You're all on the air. Go ahead. Okay, since there are no questions, probably, you know, the food. It has me down too right now. It's delicious. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and start the class.
Sorry, guys, I had a lot of trouble dialing in. My cursor was cursed. The devil paid a visit, kicked him in, you know where?
And he went away crying.
Okay. Most important thing I want to talk about today before we go into agitprop. Any one of you have heard the word before?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what the government does.
Yeah, now, Russian propaganda, supposedly.
That's right. So now the most important thing that I want to talk about today is that no lawyer or attorney is willing to enforce and collect on our judgments simply because they don't want to get on the bad side of this cabal banks.
Right.
So what I need to do today, right now, is to ask you, all of you, I know there's 16, 17 of us here, I need a strong collections team. I'll teach you everything. We can be on Skype every day. There's compensation due to you. But most importantly, no point having a good collector. We don't have a good physical collection team, meaning a police force. So we have two challenges. Training a lawyer is not difficult for me. Finding a police force seems to be impossible. Because what's the point of enforcing our collections if we can't go in and seize their assets?
With,
yeah. Who was that?
That's someone announcing themselves, and I can't turn. Let's see if I can turn off the.
I need you to speak up. We need a collections team. I can set one up fast.
That's what we want to talk about Thursday.
Yeah, well, we will need in 50 states, we will need at least 100 per state. Because if the bank says they're not willing to cooperate, the bank is not willing to cooperate with the tribal court judgment, I need 100, 200 guys to go seize the building. I want 100, 200 guys to go seize their vehicles, to do a till tap. So that is a lot of effort. And that's the only way we're going to get recognition, validation, respect from the government. I mean, all these law classes are useless if you cannot apply it. I teach you how to use a gun, for example, and never show you a gun, never show you a bullet, never show you anything, never even show you a holster to holster the gun. What's the point of talking about hunting and gathering? I talk to you about farming without a hoe, without land, without seed. What's the point, folks? So, what are we doing on Thursday? Who are we talking? We're talking to
the Fulton County Assembly, by video.
Okay, but how many do we have?
Paul Carroll and Ron and Jim Mersham. Most of the assembly is in the law class.
No, Tom, I'm talking nationally How many can we get? Because this is a massive effort.
Yes,
enough of talk. It's now time for action. This is not the time to just absorb knowledge and feel good. This is the
Judge,
time.
Judge, I'm interested.
What?
Jason Berg is interested in getting this together.
I'm interested in Ohio.
Okay, who am I speaking to?
This is Dave Roberts in Massillon, Ohio.
Oh, hi, Dave. Hi.
How
what we
doing?
Need to do, folks, is we cannot rely on this bar card, Todd kind of lawyers and attorneys. We need to do this on our own. Otherwise, we are just spinning wheels. I cannot emphasize this more. I got a call from California today, and this guy just fell flat. He made like 600 calls. No attorney will take it on. If they take it on, they will say, well, do you have proof of mailing? Yes. Then they'll say, do you have an affidavit of mailing? Yes. What day was your father born? What kind of clothes were they wearing? Now, when they answer all the questions, they still will not say they dare not go after the banks. These idiotic snakes call attorneys. So we cannot depend on them, folks. We got to do it on our own, and that's got to be our focus, I'm telling you.
Excuse me, Judge Jason from Jersey.
Jason, I don't want a comment. I want a solution.
I'm not a comment. I'm just asking.
I don't want a comment. I know what's happening. Do you have a solution?
Well, has...
I want to hear answers. I want to hear a solution.
I was at a powwow up in Ramapo, New Jersey, and there was a church. Now, has this body communicated to the different...
Forget church. The pastor doesn't want to lose control. The pastor doesn't understand Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11. He wants to be the apostle, the evangelist, the pastor, the teacher, and the prophet. Forget the church. We got to get a church that's willing to put the word of God into action. I'm sick and tired of talking to churches. I've been talking to them for 22 years. They are the ones who try to bury me alive. So I'm impressed. I want action. Talk is over. We can all talk. I want to get an email today from a dedicated team of my students or anyone else who wants to be a collector. That's step one. Step two, I need a police force to enforce tribal court judgment. Step three, if we can't do all this, let's just back up, go watch a movie and forget this. Because you know what? This is spinning wheels. We are not putting knowledge and wisdom to action. And I'm sick and tired of playing the game that this snake spit called bar card attorneys pull on us. They dare not sue the bank. What do you think? I can't even open a bank account in America.
Why is that, Todd?
What?
Jason, why is that? Why can't you open a bank account in America?
Who do you think I'm suing every week?
Thanks.
For foreclosure. Yeah, Wells Fargo told me goodbye, Chase told me goodbye, J.P. Morgan told me goodbye, U.S. Bank told me goodbye, Bank of America. They've got their crosshairs on me everywhere. I went to open a bank account in Singapore and they said, well, we have this problem. I said, what's the problem? Well, we can't tell you. Goodbye. I went to another bank. They said the same thing. What's the problem? We can't tell you. My mother will die. Okay, goodbye. I went to 27 banks. Finally, I went back to my old bank. and they recognize me. They know my work. It all happened within 10 minutes. So what's new? I mean, you know, I keep fighting the good fight. I never give up. I went to Hong Kong and they said, oh, sir, would you please leave HSBC? They actually escorted me to the door with five armed guards. Standard Chartered Bank escorted me out.
What about What about the Union banks? Are they off limits also?
What bank?
The Union banks, the People's Union banks, you know, like the Teachers Union banks. They have them. Another
credit,
like
credit union, credit union,
credit unions.
Jason, who licenses these monkeys?
The state or the federal government.
No,
Thank you very much. Have I given you my answer? Why would I go there?
Mm-hmm.
We have to work outside of the Federal Reserve. We have to work outside of the Rothschild Kabbalah.
Why do you think I'm sitting in Hong Kong? We got AIIB going. Now we're trying to get, I paid up like $27 million. We are a little short getting the People's Bank Union going up and running. This is why Kolb and the other programs are designed so that all of you will be having debit cards that you don't have to worry about the cabal trying to tell you how much money you can withdraw in a day. Full-time effort. I'm putting 17 hours a day. So, folks, lawyers, not a problem. I can train you. I need about maybe 15, maybe 20 would be ideal. And 50 would be ideal because I can have one person per state. Illinois, we have Udane, and Minnesota, we have Aiden. Are you online, Aiden, Udane?
Yes.
Good. Is Udane here?
I'm not sure.
Okay. All right. So what I'm thinking is getting the lawyers trained. There is a standard letter called a Dunning letter that we send to the bank president. Monkey doesn't reply, we do something else. We send the police force. So making a call, not a problem. Sending a letter, not a problem. But they will only respect military force under the rule of law, which we will be talking about very soon. So that's the challenge, Tom. Okay, guys, ladies, gentlemen, that's the challenge. So let's work towards that and make something happen. Okay, back to our lesson today. Agent prop. Okay. Originated 1930. It's a blend of agitatsiya and propaganda. Agitation and propaganda. Agit prop. Okay. Now, this is something that every government will use. This is more potent, more important than anything else. Food, shelter, clothing, well-being, welfare, national security, protection, safety, welfare. It is the number one cure as far as the government is concerned. And we must poison the source if we are to practice liberty and freedom. Democracy, forget about it. Doesn't happen anywhere. Governed of the people by the people is a farce, a myth, a lie, a play with words and off words. I keep talking about an ergotocracy, if you remember. Government controlled by workers. Well, what do you think happened in Poland? With the Solidarity Movement, Lech Wałęsa, Okay? So it's not impossible. What is impossible is the lethargy. You mean I'm going to be running government, Mom? Oh, hell. Well, okay. You know, so you got the hazy, the lazy, the wannabes. You want the, I'll make all the noise, but I don't want to. No, I don't want to get physical, you know, so. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Let me show you how many beers I can drink the next, hot dog eating contest. Yeah. So, an ergotocracy is the only way that I know in this lifetime we can run government. But then again, there are not enough workers, I suppose. Huh? More than half the male and female population, adult population, are working for somebody. They don't work for themselves because they don't understand what it means to run government, run by them, operated by them, where the police and the armed forces will say yes to the workers and not yes to the politicians and the commander-in-chief, who, by the way, is a Muslim. There are no two ways about it. He's a Shiite Muslim. You know, I don't care what Donald Trump says. You know, Donald Trump was okay to me until he decided to become a politician. So, there you go, folks. Any which way but win in America. Everything goes down to, can a politician run the country? Why? You think I made up the word ergotocracy? Look it up. Do something with it. Now, the first thing that we look at, one of the bywords, catchphrases, symbols, icons, secret handshakes, not, wink, wink. You know, this phrase, rule of law, you know, that's like jumbo shrimp or military intelligence. It's a contradiction in terms. Why can't you just say the law, the rule of law? What a rule is a rule, a law is a law. A rule is local. A law is universal. It applies everywhere to everybody. So, they use the word law to mean legal. Legal means outside God's law. So the moment you say, is this legal, you want to operate outside God's law. Well, does God's law operate? Then why do people have cancer? Why do people have heart attacks? Why do people have diabetes? Why do people have Leviticus? Because we are stupid. It says in the good book, in Leviticus chapter 11, don't eat certain kinds of food. Yeah, but it doesn't say cholesterol. It doesn't say diabetes. Well, you don't have to say it. When God says, don't eat this meat, don't eat that meat, just don't do it. Why? Because he made these animals and these birds and these kind of fish to be either bottom feeders or carrion. Flesh-eating birds of prey. Because when somebody kills something and doesn't bury it, somebody needs to bury it or to make it go away. And this is why we have ravens and we have eagles and we have vultures. You don't go and eat vulture meat. There is a reason why it says don't eat the horse, don't eat the camel, don't eat the pig. There is a reason. The Bible didn't explain. I don't care. You're 44, you get a heart attack, and there you go. Because there was so much of plaque, cholesterol in your vein, in your arteries. Goodbye. And then you turn around and say, where was God? Oh, I lost my 18-year-old in a car accident. Moron was driving 140 miles an hour. Under the influence of alcohol. What do you expect when you disobey God's law? So the rule of law is a crazy, obnoxious, stupid, meaningless term. The usual idiots who use this hackneyed phrase are politicians. I rest my case. Moving on. Next, byword, catchword, nod, nod, wink, wink, Masonic handshake. The word constitution. Oh, it's the supreme law of the land. Our law came from England. Guess what? England doesn't even have a written constitution. Anglo-American jurisprudence, they call it. How many times was the Constitution held up to be a sanctified sacrament? How many times have we desecrated the Constitution? How many constitutional cases were enforced as the law of the land? How many constitutional cases? I'll tell you. They're less than 10. I can start with Brown versus Board of Education, where they said separate but equal is segregation. Black children, white children, red children, brown children, yellow children, all children go to each other's schools. Okay, big deal. All right, okay. That's one. Thou shalt kill with impunity a live fetus. Roe versus Wade. That was a constitutional case. How many constitutional cases? Count. Roe versus Wade. And then we had, of course, Marbury versus Madison. That's three. And then we had Lochner versus New York, which said bakers have no right to decide how many hours a day they want to work. So that's four. And what next? Texas versus Johnson. Oh, yeah, yeah. 1989 case that said flag burning is free speech. Oh, really? Yeah, okay, all right. I'll burn a flag. Like Hawaii. They were very upset with the state of Hawaii. So the Kingdom of Hawaii people started pulling down the state flag. And the King of Hawaii, good man, Edmund K. Silver, told me, we're doing a great job, Judge. And as our Attorney General, I'm telling you, we're doing a great job. I said, as your Attorney General, I'm telling you, you're doing a terrible job. He said, oh, why is that? I said, pulling down the flag is nothing. You should burn the flag. Oh, but we don't believe in violence. I said, no. You believe in the Supreme Court? He says, yeah. Well, look up the law. U.S. versus California, Texas versus Johnson, and Stromberg versus California in 1931. Burn the flag. Freedom of speech. Oh, I didn't know that. I should check with our Chief Justice. So, what are we doing here? Constitution. Yeah? I can't even come up with 10 cases which made the Constitution something that needs to be obeyed. Not even 10. I can't even come up with 10 cases where the Constitution was upheld. I'm sure I can come up with all 10. But it's too onerous. It makes me too angry to think that they use the Constitution as a crutch. Here's another one, number three, checks and balances. We have the legislature, the executive, the judiciary. One is supposed to check the other. Really? Who's the president of the Senate? It's the vice president. So what is the executive doing in the legislature? Huh? And then when the president is sworn in, the Chief Justice administers the oath. The salary of the judges are paid for by the Congress. So what do you mean check and balance? These are the people who are involved in running and ruining of government. Government cannot happen if not for the governed. And we are the governed. Moving on, number four, the executive, the legislature, and the judiciary. Primary function, basic fundamental job description, scam and dupe the people. It's a major understanding. We need buildings, we need jails, we need holding cells, we need bailiffs, we need sheriff, we need police, we need courtrooms. Yeah, police stations. Yes, yes, yes. Why not? That's the job of the executive, the legislature, and the judiciary. And then comes number five, police power. Whoa, totally lacking with the people. But it's the people who ordain and establish the Constitution in order to bring about a more perfect union. So what is the police power doing with the government and not the people? Hello? How do you subjugate and command government, people? How is it the government has been given the power to command and subjugate us under the rule of law? Oh, I forgot that part. The rule of law. Yes. The rule of law says that you are staring down my barrel of the gun. I ain't staring down the barrel of your gun. I am the police. You believe what I say, you listen to me, boy, or you going in. Put out the cigarette, ma'am. This is my car. I can smoke. Next minute, she's taken to prison, she's taken somewhere. 3 days later, she's dead. Remember that?
Yep.
Where was the police power of the people? Here's another one. Income tax. You know, these fellas can go on printing and printing and printing as much money as they like. I don't even understand why they had to bring the 16th Amendment. Who's stopping them and who's counting how much money they are printing? Total waste of effort. Total waste of time. Oh, I forgot. The Internal Revenue Service offers employment. So it's an employment generating, revenue generating exercise. And we the people, we did nothing. We broke away from England because of all kinds of crazy taxation. Next word is justice. It's actually the meaning, the meaning is just us. It's being spelled spelled in a funny way. Because when you really talk about justice, it's a God-given trust relationship. You don't need people in uniform to enforce the law. You need well-meaning people who respect God's law. So it's dispense. It's a one-way street. It's called CRIPPLE, C-R-I-P-P-L-E, which is an anagram, an acronym for Connected, Rich, Influential, Powerful People Leveling Exercise. So they cripple you with their justice. What do? We endorse. We love to be captives. Don't forget. We love the status quo. Another one, mortgage. We all know what that means. A literal death grip. And we all sign it. We all buy our house based on a mortgage. Tom and I were talking about buying some property for cash. And the seller wanted us to look at their contract. Right, Tom?
Right.
Well, why would we want to look at their contract? We are the buyers. They are the sellers. Why would we want them to write a contract for us? Are we incapable of thinking and creating a contract? The next word is, phrase is court of law. No court of equity, mind you, just court of law. You go to court wanting justice. All you get is law. And even if you get law, you normally get too loose. Why? And the rule of law is out to cripple you. It's for the connected, for the rich, for the influential, for the powerful. People leveling exercise, cripple. Number 10, you should be familiar with, attorney at law. Poisonous snake with endless sources of venom. Doesn't have to roam on their bellies because victims voluntarily and willingly stop by to get bitten. Please take my money and please kill me. Get into trouble, you find an attorney at law. Get into trouble. After you get into trouble, you want to know the law, which can protect you. Total waste of effort, total waste of time, total waste of good skin, and total waste of oxygen. Did I ever tell this joke to you folks where this fellow kept calling this law firm and said, the first time he called, the law firm said, "Find him, catch him, cheat him, can I help you?" He said, "Yeah, may I speak to Mr. Michael Ketchum, please?" "Oh, Mr. Ketchum passed away 3 days ago." The guy says, "Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know. Could someone else help you?" No, "That's okay." And then he calls again. The girl answers again, "Find him, catch him, cheat him, can I help you? May I speak to Mr. Michael Ketchum?" "Oh, he died 1 week ago, sir." So he kept doing this 30 times, you know. And finally, this girl recognized the voice and said, "Sir, haven't you been calling for the last 1 month? And we keep telling you, Mr. Michael Ketchum passed on. Why do you keep calling and asking for him?" And the fellow says, "Oh, I just love hearing the fact that he died, you know." So that's the way it is with these attorneys at law. I mean, you take us now. We got tribal judgments. Millions of dollars worth of tribal judgments. None of the snakes will take it because they can't bite you. Because your venom, their venom cannot hurt you. And they don't want to sue the banks. Number 11, state court judges. Usually unsuccessful dumb attorneys who couldn't make it in the marketplace or competition. So they get their friends to vote them onto the bench. Always demented. State court judges. Do you want to win in a state court against the very attorney who put him up there? Forget about it. Welcome to America, land of the free, the home of the brief. Federal court judges. Oh, my God. These are fellows who knew the governor of the state, contributed to every one of the $1,000 dinner plates, campaign contributions, kissed their wives, played with the dogs, carried their grandchildren, took pictures of grandchildren, and the governor would whisper their name to the president for nomination. Once they get elected or selected, life tenure, they will toe the line. They won't try to be smart, clever, innovative, uphold the rule of law, the role of justice, in case they lose their job and get impeached. Agitprop. There's another one. Welfare. Nothing but a bribe to buy loyalty. How much can we give next month? Or we can print more money. Keep the Bureau of Printing and Engraving busy. And people will usually give their loyalty, no questions asked. Next word, we should all be familiar with this, money. Counterfeit token used in the exchange of goods and services. Finance and banking, well-oiled system where counterfeit tokens are extensively used by all other rival and competing nation states. Well-regulated planet where government law means nothing except for self-executing rules and regulations. Try and sue a bank and see if you can win. That's what it's all about. Unless you're a tribal government or an ecclesiastical court judgment. Why? Because you follow the Bible. Why? Bible is the word of God. Who said that? Federal law said that. Public law 97-280. Bible is the word of God. Declared. Bible is the word of God. 96 statute at large 1211. The law of the land, whatever the Bible says, is federal law. So why can't you have a tribal court? Why can't you have a tribal prison force? Why can't you have, an ecclesiastical prison force, an ecclesiastical police force in tandem with tribal court? It's all sanctified under federal law. 1982 till now, I have never heard of an ecclesiastical tribal court. The Presbyterians have it, Mormons have it, Catholics have it, but we don't have it. Why? We don't believe federal law. We don't believe the Bible. We like to obey federal law, but the federal law said the Bible is the word of God. Oh, really? Well, let me take it to my attorney and have him explain it to me. Wrong answer. Public law 97-280 is very clear. The Bible is the word of God. The word of God is plenty. Plenty of references about doing it the right way, doing it God's way, doing it the scriptural way, doing it the ecumenical way, doing it the parochial way, doing it the biblical way. You can have your own army. You can have your own police force. Why? The federal law says the Bible is the word of God. Not been repealed. Not been questioned. But where is our police force? Where are our ecclesiastical tribal courts being set up? Oh, we need a building, we need money. No, you don't. All you need to do is set up a pole barn, a barn pole, or whatever, like what the circus Big Top does. You don't need a building. Why don't you go to an open field and have about 100 people put up like a circus top? Right, guys? Right, guys? Right. Where does it say you can't do that? Why? Where does it say you need a building? I don't understand people, you know. Oh, we need a building, we need this, we need that. How do you think the circus comes to town? Why can't we buy a big, huge, you know what I'm talking about? You can be set up anywhere. You don't need a building. You need the will to do it. You need a couple of thousand people willing to do it. Oh, wonderful things we can do, but we don't. We need to sit down and talk and talk and talk. Basket of currencies. Now, this is where the dollar, the Deutschmark, the pound sterling, the Kruger, the Krone, the Euro, the Guilder, they all meet to discuss who can we squeeze. Well, they forgot to squeeze China. It just kept quiet, ultimately became a force. 17. Another crazy system that they have set up, insurance. They got it figured so well that only 23% of claims are usually entertained. Why? Because the other 77% of premiums have already come in within a 60-day period, so they can meet the claims of the 23%, which, if there are a million people, 230,000 claims can easily be paid from the 770,000 premiums that have come in. It's good business. Armed forces, organized crime, as far as I'm concerned. How about protecting domestic security? How could we not have prevented 9/11? I mean, we were there in Afghanistan. We were there. What did we do?
We did nothing.
Oh, that's normal. Definition of American. Do nothing. NATO. No action. Talk only. Homeland security. Immigration control. Creation of more federal jobs. That's all it does. Build a wall. Every idiot in the Republican lineup said, we'll build a wall. Not one idiot mentioned that this is Indian country. Not one of them. Shame on them. Shame on them. I didn't even bother writing to any of them. You think they're going to listen to me? And not one Indian, Native American, has stood up for election. Ever thought about that, folks? Immigration. That's another bypass Native American consent and approval. Now, the supreme flaw of the land says in Article 1, Section 8, Clause 4, the Congress shall make rules for immigration and laws for bankruptcy. They cannot make a law for immigration. Why? Because this is Indian country. Hello? You remember the Indian Citizenship Act of 1924? We are declaring all Native Americans to be citizens, but it does not in any way impair your right to your property or other property. Remember that?
Right. Doesn't mean anything.
Yeah. Who asked you permission to make me a citizen? I didn't even want to be a citizen. I'm very happy being a denizen. The next one is media. Primary job is to advance politics, sensationalize crime. Shock and awe. And supposed to be fair and balanced. Sometimes they talk like they're going to save the world. Sometimes they talk like they're so pissed at what's happening that they want to take over, but they don't have an army. They don't have police power. Take a number. This you should all be familiar with, criminal justice system. Is the word a criminal? Is the word criminal an adjective or a noun? If it's an adjective, we agree our justice system is criminal. If it is a noun, can we have two nouns together without a comma, like dog cat? So the word criminal justice system is supposed to tell the truth. Our justice system is so criminal, it ain't funny. Plea bargain. It's not even constitutional, but that's the way the criminal justice system operates. Look, you're looking at three life sentences, plead guilty, I may go for one life sentence, good behavior, you're out in 11. Top seven. What's your problem? All right, what the hell? Free food, free rent for the next 10 years. The next word, statute. Something that the government can look at, point at, and say, hey, you broke a law, you disobeyed a law. They want to make sure you go inside prison, because that's another huge money-making cost, about, I'm told, $33,000 to $35,000 a year to feed and house an inmate. So now we are told that there are 2.2 million people inside. 2.2 million multiplied by 35,000. Wow. Look at the amount of money that's going into the PPP. The federal government will subsidize all of this. Big business, folks. 2.5 million multiplied by $35,000. Do the math. Big business. Now comes the word citizen. As a citizen, you have certain wonderful rights. You're free to die for your country, so that your country can go overseas and protect democracy, which really means we want the oil supply. Because they are oligarchs, not oligarchs, oligarchs. That you're willing, as a citizen, you're willing to sacrifice your precious life defending an alien oil supply. As a citizen, you get to pay your taxes as a gift of citizenship. You should be grateful, not through the government. Salute the flag. Oh, yes. Salute the flag. Thou shalt not bow down before false gods. And then you see Stromberg versus California and Texas versus Johnson. The next word that we must be very careful about, because if you are not careful, they will hammer your head into it. Jurisdiction literally means law expression, or what law, which law applies to me when I'm charged with breaking the law. Nobody, judge, attorney, law, legal scholar, will fully explain what it means. But once you know what it means, you should tattoo it into your DNA. It means freedom and spells total liberty for an individual who does not have a contract expressed or implied with the government, nor allegiance to any of its oppressive, oppressive, depressive, yet impressive laws. It is your inalienable right to enforce it as an individual, as a group, as a community, as a people, who ordained the supreme law of the land by your consent. You gave the consent to be governed. You can take back the consent. How? You don't start a revolution. You unleash civil disobedience. This is how Mahatma Gandhi threw the British out. Nobody went to work. Band, Hindi word for shut it down. Quit. Close it. Stop. Like sin. S-I-N. Stop it now. So folks, these are the things that you should understand, grasp, but more than that, apply. We're going to start applying what we have studied if there is any hope of saving the human race. I would suggest an agatocracy. I would suggest a government by workers. Don't vote. What's going to happen? Don't vote. Arrest all the electors so there'll be no more electoral votes. Think about that, folks. Think about that. I'm not trying to start a revolution. I'm trying to encourage an evolution. You don't vote, one man, one vote doesn't count anyway. Arrest all the electors. That's about 1,800 of them. And then what? Nobody votes. Then what? No government can come into power. Then what? Get the armed forces behind you. Then what? Install an ergotocracy and get people who understand government to run government. And people like Trump, if he wants to run government, he should not even expect to live in the White House or get paid. I mean, after all, he's a billionaire businessman. Why do you want to get paid? Right? Mahatma Gandhi never took a salary, never took a title, never took a rank, never took a position, nothing. He lived simply, ate simple food, gave up eating salt, never touched oil, ate boiled food. Why? Kept his mind pure. Didn't want to get hit by cholesterol and what have you. But he got hit by a bullet. No thanks to England that partitioned India into a Muslim Pakistan and a Hindu Christian Zoroastrian India. A real Indian will have nothing but vitriol and venom towards an Englishman for what they did. Divide and conquer. This is what they've done with Native Americans. 568 tribes waiting to go for each other's jugular. So we need to come together, folks. We have a common enemy. We need to do something. The first thing we need to do is set up our law team, but more importantly, we need a police force. With that, I shall yield to questions while I get a cup of tea. We'll talk soon. Give me 5 minutes. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. I muted a number of people because of the background noise. It looks like we're getting the background noise again, so I guess I'll have to do it again. Richard Weikar has a whole lot of noise. So does Joyce. Ron, you're having some noise.
I have no background noise, Tom.
That's my coffee pot.
Okay, I'm muting people in case you wanted to ask some questions or discuss any of this.
I'd like to know if we have a compilation of case law of federal tribal courts for the civil forfeiture of foreclosure and tax liens. Do we have federal tribal case law someplace accessible?
Well, that's a good question to ask them when it gets back.
Okay. How is everybody tonight?
Pardon? Great.
That's the answer I'd like to hear.
It's all a matter of attitude. If you don't have a good attitude,
right,
you're possessed by the devil. Here's a little factoid. Napoleon Hill said in his book, Outwitting the Devil, that a man cannot be possessed by the devil if he's fearless, thinks for himself, and acts his own. What does Uncle Sam call that man? He is called the Lone Wolf, an anti-government person. Sad, but true.
I've been called anti-government, but I'm really not. I'm anti-bureaucracy.
Well, the irony is this, is that when the servant thinks he's a master, it's time to give him his walking papers.
That sounds like a good plan.
All right. Like that whole thing, the last thing about consent. If you say no to the authorities, they still think they can rape you. it's like the story. I always ask, what's the difference? What is the difference between a love affair and rape? Bottom line, it's based on consent and non-consent.
I'd like anybody notice my. It was on COLB board, but I happen to notice doing some Supreme Court searches today that the Supreme Court cited and declared the Bible as the Word of God over 7,000 times. That shocked
wow.
me. I didn't realize it was that many. How cool was that?
Yeah, the irony is.
I didn't catch your last part of the sentence. The Supreme Court declared what?
That the Bible was the Word of God over 7,000 times, 7,300 and some times.
Oh,
I put it on the
COLB
board. Yes, various cases.
That's correct.
There were so many. I started to read them, and I realized how many of them there were, and I wasn't sure how to narrow down my search. I didn't know which ones to pick to put in this case that I'm putting together. So I picked a few of the more recent ones, but there are a lot.
You know, I've been noticing with the Congress, with the Supreme Court, they're like a tree, a little tree. It bends to the time of itself. It's like, the separate but equal in the 1890s was considered legal, and then Brown versus Board of Education, it was considered segregation. And... No, I'm just making that point. This is outrageous.
Very important,
no,
in my opinion, to have conservative people on the Supreme Court. Extremely important.
That's a good starting point. The Supreme Court has, in fact, in more than 10,000 instances, declared the Bible as the Word of God, not only because of federal law 97280, from time immemorial, the oath of office was administered with one hand on the supreme law of the universe, on one hand on the Bible.
Wow, that's even better news. I thought it was a little. I was on the Supreme Court website today, and I looked up the Bible as the Word of God as my search query, and it gave me over 7,300 cases. Over 10,000 is even better news.
My computer crashed so many times. I had a whole list of them, and I didn't even bother to save them in a hard disk drive or a soft disk drive or whatever they want to call it. But anyway, there are more than 10,000 cases. But here is my point. Enforcement never happened. I can declare something, but what's the point if I cannot make it happen? The Bible is the Word of God. How did they enforce it? You remember that guy, Judge Moore in Alabama, the Chief Justice, State Supreme Court?
No.
Way back in 2005 or 2006, he had this Ten Commandment as a monument in the courthouse. The federal government had it removed. They literally sliced it away, and he resigned.
Good for him.
Well,
Judge Moore in Alabama.
Well,
I know him.
And the reason why is because they misconstrued what Jefferson said about separation of church and state. And I use that as a ploy since 1961,
correct.
Is it?
Well, it's not separate because, like the judge said, they administer their oath with their hand on the Bible. So how can it be separate?
This stupid phrase, church and state are separate. I should be adding it on to agitprop. There are thousands of things I need to add on to agitprop. But anyway, how can you say church and state are separate when you can make a law about the Bible?
Well, I think it's not more separate is to have a central religion versus many religions working in concert. That's why I
see. You cannot legislate a human being's conscience.
Mm-hmm.
My religious conscience is my business. I mean, I'm glad you said the Bible is the word of God, Mr. Government, but you don't have to tell me that. I already know that. And then Clinton came up with a heartbreaking, groundbreaking, earth-shattering revelation, DOMA, in 1996. Defense of Marriage Act, where marriage was defined statutorily as a union between a man and a woman for the purposes of procreation. Now, if you got to define, decide, describe everything, you cannot take anything for granted anymore.
Yeah, that Supreme Court decision was really, in my opinion, a sad day for this country.
Exactly. I mean, at one time, Boris versus Hardwick said consensual homosexual relationship is against the law, is against the Constitution. And then came Texas versus when Justice Kennedy, Texas versus I can't remember the name of the appellant, where Justice Kennedy said, overruling Bowers versus Hardwick. They said, consensual homosexual relationship is what's known as privacy. And it's okay for people to indulge in that.
Well, if it's the right to privacy,
Texas versus Lawrence.
If it comes down to the right to privacy, why can't they keep them in the closet?
Well, double standard.
Right. Judge, I have a question.
Yeah.
Is there some place where we can go and get the tribal judgments on civil forfeiture for foreclosures and tax liens?
I've told you, Revenue Ruling 67-284, Revenue Ruling 94-16, 18 U.S.C. 1151, Treaty Law, Article 6, Section 2. All of this gives tribal governments the right to self-government.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need any sites. I've given you the sites. Is this Joyce?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you want to know about taxation, what's that internal noise somebody sees running?
Right.
Somebody has a vacuum cleaner noise going. All right, Joyce. First of all, look at Section 5 of Revenue Ruling 67-284. Wait. Let me write that down. No need to write it down. It's on our website. Right, Tom?
Let me check. I believe I have
it. It's there. Then you
I can look it up.
Then you look at Revenue Ruling 94-16, which says a tribal corporation is tax exempt. So I don't understand why you and I and others cannot apply for tribal corporation tax exemption status.
Okay.
Next, foreclosure. Can they prove superior title to unextinguished Indian title? What? 18 U.S.C. 1151. Two, you kill somebody and you come running to a tribal court. Yes, we take exclusive criminal jurisdiction. We have the right to punish you first. What? 18 U.S.C. 1152 and 25 United States Code, Section 1301. Boom. Civil, criminal, foreclosure, we got you covered. Yeah, but
Doug, on your website, you had that case that you wanted, foreclosure case for $19 million. You got the $9 million judgment, and I just wondered if there's federal tribal cases, because you know we have a full faith and credit clause that we can use. If there are other tribal cases like that, and how we cite them, like I know how we cite.
Joyce,
what?
I can tell you this: I'm the only one who's fighting them, because nobody has a police force and a legal team to collect on these judgments. I talked to so many...
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. If they are self-executing defaults, when they can't rebut you point by point with case, with point by point with law, facts and law, then if it becomes a self-executing judgment, can't we default them and go right to maritime lien?
Yes. Forget maritime. Forget that. Forget maritime. Forget all of that. We are not a ship. We're not a boat. We're not a vessel.
Well,
listen very carefully. Joyce, listen very carefully. I'm 68. I've been doing this since the age of 22. So that gives me a little bit of an edge. Wouldn't you say?
I certainly do. That's why I'm on this call.
All right. I'm at this 46 years. One thing I've understood. Without a police force, you can take the law and shove it down the toilet and flush it. Without police power, we got nothing. I am telling you that. I've been talking to the Sioux, the Comanche. I've been talking to just about everybody before I met the Yamasee. And they said, oh, Judge, you know, you want us to go after the government. Oh, you know, we don't have enough people. We don't have enough. I told him, listen, I know we don't have any Indians, but a lot of people who are non-Indian blood who don't like what the government is doing. Oh, yeah? Like as if he didn't know that. So we kept talking and talking. We've been talking 30 years. Don't think I'm new to this.
Well,
I know.
I have a couple of liens in place, Judge, and I know one thing that it has done. I haven't collected on them yet, but one thing that it has done is they can't move any property. I have one lien on somebody for $19 million, and it's against all real and personal property. And the lien's recorded, and they can't move any of their real estate. They can't sell it without paying off my lien first.
Look,
Else but cripple them until they force them to settle it, it's worth
the
doing.
The only way you are going to make them listen is to arrest the CEO of each and every one of these banks and bring him to an ecclesiastical tribal court.
All right, let me give you a case in point in Pennsylvania. It was on the news. It actually made Fox News, which is unusual for these things. But this guy was being forced by his mortgage company to hold flood insurance. And it was a very expensive property in Pennsylvania. And he couldn't afford the insurance premiums. And he didn't think he should be forced by his mortgage company to hold this insurance if he didn't want it. So he defaulted them by notices. You know, he sent them several letters, and then he sent them several notices of default. And then he went to the sheriff. The sheriff went with him to the bank that held the mortgage, and they were ready to foreclose on the bank if they didn't drop this provision and return his premiums. So, I mean, you know, some people have been successful in doing your administrative process and then showing it to the sheriff or showing it to whatever law authority happens to be where in your jurisdiction, wherever you're at, and say, look, you know, these people are in administrative default. I have the right to force them to settlement. And they were going to padlock the doors. I had this on Fox News. I had a video for the longest time on my computer. Of course, that was an old computer, and I have since changed computers and whatever. But, you know, it's real case. In fact, if I did some Google searches, I could probably find that video somewhere. So my point is, I don't like to take a defeatist attitude. I just like to keep at it. And
I'm not talking about a defeatist attitude. I'm talking about what we need to do to make our tribal law, ecclesiastical law, stick and take effect. We cannot simply be relying on their process. We cannot.
Well, I'm at it again in the state courts here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just asking for prayer, because if I don't do something in 60 days, this girl's going to be homeless. And she's Native American. She has owned the property since she was 10 years old, free and clear. Her aunt and uncle left it to her when they died. And has no mortgage, no anything. And they're an unsecured credit card that started the ball rolling. You know, an $1,500. And they offered her $2,500 cash for keys. I said, you should have said, that's a great idea. Pay my $1,500 alleged debt and take the rest and go to the casino. Have a great day.
Hmm.
Do you believe that? That's what started all this. And they went ahead and they got all their writs rubber stamped. Well, we're going after the juggler.
So let's concentrate on the police force for the ecclesiastical and tribal court storm as the Arch come back.
I haven't heard anything from Arch. I'll give him a call.
Well, let's get hold of John Cale, and let's talk.
Yes, we're going to talk with Ron Cale on Thursday.
All right, folks. Any other questions?
Or Paul Cale. Paul.
Paul. John Dim again. Sorry. Yeah.
Jason, with the power of the citizen's arrest, when we put the papers in, who would be doing the arresting?
Jason, what have you been smoking, man? Who will be doing the arresting? I'm talking about our police force.
Right.
We the people, the ecclesiastical, the tribal police force. Where will we put them? We'll put them in an ecclesiastical tribal cell, in an ecclesiastical tribal locality. Yeah. Come on, baby. Don't kill me with those kind of questions. We're talking about our own tribal ecclesiastical police force. Want to call them marshals, want to call them peacekeepers, call them what you like. The whole idea is we have police power, okay?
I have a hypothetical question.
Hypothetical. Welcome.
We're in court. We have presented our case, motion to vacate void judgments, and all the reasons why, you know, the lack of standing, the trespass, all the court cases, you know, the right to arrest because of the taxation issue, the right to arrest officials that violate treaties. Why can't we? Again, the court at this point, after all this is laid out, the court at this point has a non-discretionary duty. Judge has no discretion in the case.
Hold it. If you're representing yourself pro se, the moment you get up, you wish them good morning, good afternoon, and tell the judge to be cognizant of Rule 201, Federal Rule of Evidence, where they must take judicial notice of every adjudicative fact and not a legislative fact. Your Honor, please take judicial notice of every adjudicative fact, not just the legislative fact, which is a law. You must elicit a response from the judge before you continue. If the judge refuses, pick up your file and walk out, because you're not going to get justice.
Well, at this point, you already have your order prepared. When you hand that to the bailiff, hand to the judge.
Joyce, please, learn. I'm not talking about anything, but when you get up in a court of law, you tell the judge, these are the rules. Are you willing to play by them? Will you take judicial notice of the adjudicative fact based on Rule 201 of the Federal Rules of Evidence, which operates in state courts too? If the judge refuses to answer the question, walk away. That's all I'm saying.
Well, how can he refuse to answer the question, Judge? We can't. We can't refuse to answer the question.
How many times have you been to court pro se, Joyce?
Many.
Have you ever given them this line?
I have put it in my pleadings because I prefer to make the court record in writing.
No, I'm talking advocacy. I'm talking oral argument. I'm talking where you take your own clerk, transcriptionist, where you don't rely on the court transcription. Because every word of law and justice you utter, the bloody idiot wearing the black robe will give a Masonic signal and she will type the word unintelligible. How are you going to appeal the damn thing when the appeal court has the word unintelligible there? They don't even know what you said. Take your own transcription. Put the judge in a circular room and tell him to sit in the corner. All right, getting too noisy there.
Judge, on an issue where you put in a record in to be filed, this is Jason, and you had 5 documents, 25 pages, and the court clerk only files 2 of the 5. What does one do to correct the judge's?
It's a faulty pleading, inartfully pleaded. You did not mention the power of pro se representation. Haynes versus Kerner, and 25 pages is too much.
Actually, it was five pages.
Hello?
I'm here.
I don't know what happened to the judge.
I couldn't hear your last question.
Mm.
He's here.
No.
He's here somewhere.
No. My question, well, actually, I submitted 25 pages, 5 different documents, and the court clerk only filed 2 of them, which is an error on his part because a court clerk is to file regardless of what he thinks is correct or
that's
incorrect.
Right.
And he's an error.
You should ask them to rubber stamp received and filed on every single copy, on your copy as well.
Well, I did.
And what
the original, I had 4 copies, and I gave them each one. The top copy was stamped with their date for the 18th.
So you have to hand it back to them and say you need every single copy stamp, every single page.
Oh, that's even better.
I always do that. I will not, and I want my copy stamped, filed, and received also, and dated.
Mm-hmm.
you just hand it back to them and you say all of this has to be filed, and I give them two copies, and I want the judge to have his own copy.
There was so much of noise, I just took myself off.
Right.
Okay, what were we talking about? Guys, listen, if you're going to file something in court, 25 pages, the judge is not going to read.
Well,
Just listen, please.
All right, sorry.
Your motion should read, after you put the name of the court, the name of the judge, I mean, the name of the parties, plaintiff, defendant, and the kind of motion, you start with factual background. Who, what, when, where, why. Short sentences. The second thing that you write is law and argument. And the third thing that you highlight are the three most important things that you write in your motion: factual background, law and argument, relief sought. That's it. That's it. You say something in law. Okay, let's take factual arguments. Factual background. Plaintiff bought a piece of property on this date for a purchase price of so much. Plaintiff and defendant entered into a sale and purchase agreement on this date, paid a down payment. Plaintiff made 310 payments of $920.45 each month for 333 months. Plaintiff discovered that the mortgage note was bundled in a remic, and that plaintiff had absolutely no benefits, profits, advantages accruing to him. Plaintiff verily believes that this is mortgage fraud. That's less than six lines. Law and argument. You have said whatever you have said in facts and factual background, back everything up with the law. You start with Professor Adam J. Levitin's testimony before Congress on securitization, the Financial Services Subcommittee. That's a very powerful statement by Professor Adam J. Levitin. Number one. Number two, you explain what securitization is. We have done all of that. Number three, you say that the lender does not have superior, valid, lawful, legitimate title because plaintiff has Aboriginal Indian title based on 18 U.S.C. 1151. Then we quote the law, and then we quote all the decided cases which support the view that individual Aboriginal title is kosher. And then we prove unjust enrichment with the pooling and servicing agreement from mortgage compliance investigators. Or there is another thing called CFLA, which is Certified Forensic Loan Audit. Well, CFLA is really something that you can do on your own when you call mortgage compliance investigators to get a copy of the pooling and servicing agreement. But the middleman is CFLA LLC. They'll charge you a fee, and you don't need to hire them. But if you have to, well and good. Now, then relief sought. This is where you say the court is respectfully requested to examine the loan audit available in the pooling and servicing agreement. Two, plaintiff respectfully requests the court to set aside the mortgage contract because enormous profits have accrued to the lenders, the mortgage services, and the other defendants who are unknown at this time. John Doe's 1 to 100, who are speculators and investors. Number three, plaintiff be restored full title and occupancy, possession, ownership of the realty in question. Number four, plaintiff respectfully requests the court to amend this complaint as and when new evidence, new facts develop in the interest of justice. Number six, any other relief the court deems fit. Total number of pages, less than 7. What are you doing with 25 pages? Don't know how to do it? Come to us. We will tell you how to do it. I'm talking just foreclosure, okay?
Right.
When it comes to criminal, we prove that so-and-so is a tribal member and federal law is very clear, starting with the Indian Citizenship Act, going on to 1152, 18 U.S.C. 1152, 25 U.S.C. 1301, which overruled Duro versus Rena, and that we have the right to punish him under 1301 and 1152. That's a written law, Mr. Federal Judge. And please consider this an application for a writ of habeas corpus. Please release him. If they will listen to the law and obey the law, not talking about listening to me, talking about whether they will obey the law. If they don't do that, we can do nothing because we don't have the guts, the gall, or the gumptions to arrest that bloody federal judge because we talk. We don't have a police force. I rest my case. Next question.
Thank you.
That's all there is to it. 20 unless you're doing a letter of mark and reprisal. But that too, you need congressional permission as a vehicle. Why do you want to go there? And who is this idiot? I'm still trying to find him. Who started this maritime law thing?
He's long dead, Doc.
Idiotic crap is that? Maritime law. I lent you money, you borrowed money from me, you ran away, now I come under maritime law. What am I, a pirate? A buccaneer? What? That's the same idiot who started with uppercase, lowercase names. I'm still trying to find him.
Well, you need to talk to Gene Keating about that, Judge.
Well,
Gene Keating didn't start that.
His brother is a federal judge, and
Gene Keating did not start that.
I don't know if he started it, but he advocates it in his courses.
No, it doesn't make sense.
We can't hear you, Judge, that buzzing sound.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. It does sound like a vacuum cleaner.
Yeah. What I understand is that the U.S. Printing Office says that when you capitalize your corporation.
Show me the law. The U.S. Printing Office is not a law court. Show me the law. I've been challenging people this for 32 years. Show me the law.
Judge, they don't want us to know about the trust.
Show me the law.
They're not going to show you a law because they don't want to admit that the trust exists.
It doesn't exist. It doesn't exist.
Well, their silence is their guilt, and therefore they are null and void.
It doesn't make sense to me.
Well,
I'm from Missouri. Show me. Show me. An assumption is not show. I say something, I show you the law. I show you the Bible. I show you federal law. I show you fact. I show you everything. All you tell me is, they don't want you to know. What is it impossible, difficult to find something in America?
Well, you yourself
what about whistleblowers?
They'll put us in insane asylums if we go in there and try and prove the trust.
There are whistleblowers.
Yeah, they just sent me a petition to sign, and I said, what protections do you have for whistleblowers? Because I have challenged a lot of stuff on the record, and they retaliated. And I was falsely prosecuted twice, and 7 years later, I'm still trying to get a record that's totally false expunged. So
yeah, but
I
did you arrest the prosecutor as a judge?
Petition.
Did you arrest the prosecutor and the judge?
I did not.
Well, then arrest my case. You didn't know what to do because there was nothing you could have done because nobody is coming forward. Citizens arrest, constitutional police, it's all there. I've showed it to you.
I know.
But
so if we say to a bailiff, if we have a courtroom full of witnesses, if we're lucky, we can get, you know,
yeah. Well,
and witnesses.
Yeah, most
if
of them are paid.
If we say to a bailiff, I want charges pressed for violation of all of this case law that proves that
yeah.
we have the right to arrest violators
yeah.
of the law, and these are the laws that
yeah.
they're breaking. If I say to the bailiff, I want him arrested, or I want sanctions imposed to deter future
yeah.
similar conduct,
yeah.
what will they do? That was my hypothetical question.
Well, they'll do nothing. They'll think you're a lunatic. They'll either ask you to leave or gag you and put handcuffs on.
Well, they had me psychologically evaluated three times.
Well, that's
all
what I'm
three
saying.
Times.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They did
that's
not get
saying.
The answer. They didn't get the answer
yeah.
that they wanted. They did
well,
not
you
get
went to
even
the wrong
state court.
You should not have gone there. You should not have gone to a court of law. You should have got help. Start getting help now in getting the police force organized, folks. There is no point talking about all these things that have happened because we don't have the gumption, the gall, the nerve, and the guts to form our own police force. So no point talking about the past. Let's talk about the future. Any other questions?
Are the bailiffs there to serve and protect only the court?
That's all they are there for. They're not there to protect you because you, we the people, are the problem. The government doesn't like us to question them. And we are too dumb not to force our will upon them with our own police force. They know that. So this is all about standing up, being alert, being alive, being agile and awakened. Unless we get our powers of police, we get our powers of arrest, we get our police power, fruitless, futile, talking about what has happened. What will happen through our police force is what we need to talk about. Any other questions, guys? Gentlemen, ladies? Ladies and gentlemen, are we motivated enough to get a police force going? I know there are 14 or 16 of us here.
Jason here, yes.
Okay, so who else? Antoine is ready. Who else?
What do you want
That's
us to do? Carry your handcuffs?
No, no, that is a method to this madness. I'm not, look, don't react like that. Oh, what do? Carry a gun, carry a. You need to be organized. That's what the Second Amendment says, a well-regulated militia. I'm not a soldier, never have been a soldier except for an Air Force pilot. 6 months, that's it. But I can tell you, once we are well-organized, all those questions will be, and I'm not the guy to put together this police force because I've never been a cop. I've never been a marshal. I've never been a law enforcement officer except an officer of the court in the past as a lawyer. So let's organize this. Let's get people who know how to organize this to help put this all together. All right?
Thank you.
All right, then. Thank you.
Thank you, Judge.
Bye, everybody.
Thank
All right,
you.
God bless
Bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Wow. What a pre-recorded law class agitprop as taught in a tribal court by Judge Naidu. Does anyone have a question, comment, or suggestion? Just press 1. In that case, I'll just end the episode. Hope you had a happy Thanksgiving, and I'll see you tomorrow night. Thank you.